Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line.
Hey, Randy, this is Joseph with the legal intake team. I have a Mr. Eric Pangle. Last name is P-A-N-G-L-E. First name, Eric. Phone number 740-509-0882. He needs assistance with his Roundup claim.
Sure. Put him on. Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome. Mr. Pangle, he'll take you from here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, Mr. Pangle. How are you? My name is Randy Reese, and as I mentioned, I am on a recorded line. And Eric, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Sir, just a couple housekeeping questions. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter? But most importantly, Eric, you've not signed any documents with another law firm. Is that a yes?
No, I have not.
You're willing to affirm that you've not done any of that. So that would be yes, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I know. Sorry. It's housekeeping. Like I said, we just don't want to step on anyone's toes there. Sir, was it you or someone else that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup?
It was me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. Do you by any chance happen to know the subtype that they also diagnosed you with? Like B lymphatic lymphoma or?
B cell.
B cell. Okay, hang on. T or B? B as in boy or T as in Tom?
B as in boy.
Okay. So what I have on that, that would have been, it was lymphoma. Was it ballistic mantle cell lymphoma or B lymphatic lymphoma? Do you remember?
It was.
The second one I said, B lymphatic?
Yeah, lymphoma.
Okay. So it was B lymphatic lymphoma. Thank you. I'm so sorry.
No, it's non-Hodgkin's.
Right. That is a subtype. It is a subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you were, and that's why I was asking about the B lymphatic lymphoma, which is a type. There's about 50 different types of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah.
And we were just looking for the subtype. And that you're pretty sure that's what that subtype is, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, and I really am, again, sorry to hear that. And that is, you only got the one diagnosis as if that wasn't enough, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
And do you remember when you were diagnosed?
I think it was April 2012.
Do you remember the approximate date? Day?
I know it was April.
If you was it early? I got to put something in there. So do you know if it was early the month, beginning of the month?
I think it was beginning of the month.
Okay. So if we put like April 5th, would you be okay with that?
That's fine.
Okay. Because again, the records will show, and as long as you're knowing that it was the beginning of April, if it was the 6th or the 5th or the 4th, it'll show. Okay. Now, did you use Roundup at your house?
Yes.
Did you use it at work or just at the house, residential?
Just at the house.
Okay. Now, do you still live at that same address?
No. I don't. We were, I couldn't breathe.
Okay. What was the address where you sprayed Roundup?
764 Triple Root.
Triplet.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what city was that in?
It's Cleveland, North Carolina.
Cleveland. Did you say North Carolina?
Yeah.
Not Ohio, right?
No.
Perfect.
That's where I'm from.
Okay. Now, I'm just supposed to ask, sir, if you know anybody else, you're going to have my name and phone number. If you know anybody else or any colleagues or any other neighbors that used Roundup, make sure you give them my name and phone number if they also got sick, please.
Yeah, there was a lot of people down that road got sick.
Okay, well, make sure you give him my name and phone number, seriously.
I sure will.
And how old were you, sir, when you got the diagnosis?
51. Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. Now, that was when you got the diagnosis in 2012. You were 51, correct?
No, my diagnosis was 2023. Okay.
Your diagnosis
I used it from April.
Yeah, your diagnosis date was April of 2012. How old were you when you got the diagnosis?
That's 51. It was 2023, actually.
That you got
something like that.
The diagnosis was?
No, it was 22, actually.
Okay, so April of 22 is when you got your...
Yes.
Okay. So only I got confused. So I have as your diagnosis the beginning of April. We put 4/5/22.
It was January 23, actually.
That's your diagnosis date?
Yeah.
Beginning of January?
Yeah.
And that was on Triplett Road in North Carolina, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you were between 18 and 79 years old?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years do you think you used Roundup?
At least 10 years, I believe.
Okay. And how often would you say a year you used it? Well, the question really is did you use it for 10 days or more? And I don't mean 10 in a row, just over that 10 years, if you totaled up all...
About 4 or 5 times a month.
Okay.
Are
we on a smartphone right now, sir? A cell phone?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Eric? The following, I'm just going to read down. These are just yes or no. I don't need anything other than that. These are illnesses. Have you ever had AIDS?
No.
How about organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No, sir.
How about hepatitis C?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
I got a little bit of that.
Lupus?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Did you have any other cancer other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, sir.
And how about, to your knowledge, any family history of cancer?
My sister died a long time ago.
Do you know what type of cancer it was?
Yeah, it was breast cancer.
Oh, okay. I'm going to note that, but kind of a different issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. All right. Now, your main diagnosis was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And Eric, could you spell your first name for me?
E as in egg, R-I-C.
And then please spell your last name, Mr. Pangle.
P as in puppy, A-N-G-L-E.
Thank you. Mr. Pangle, do you have a suffix in junior, senior, anything like that to your name?
No. What do you mean, my middle name?
No, I don't need your middle name.
No.
How about your, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you. Are you married?
Divorced,
thank you. And can you please give me your social security number?
285-608-349.
Thank you. And your date of birth, young man?
9/22/69.
What, 60 what?
69.
69, thank you. So 9/22/69. Now, there's no right or wrong answer to this next question, Mr. Pangle. When did you first learn that there might have been a connection to Roundup and your cancer? Was it like a TV ad? Was it just this year, recently?
My phone, actually.
Okay.
On my phone, and just advertised it.
On the internet? On your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was this year?
On TV. A couple years ago.
Okay, a couple years ago. Okay, 2 years back. All right. And then would that be about the same time that you thought, hey, maybe, well, no, because, you, you know, let me ask you this. You're diagnosed.
My throat was closing up.
Oh, okay, that's when you noticed. Let me look at something here. I just got to make sure these dates all line up. Okay.
The thrush was the, ooh, that was terrible.
So let me go back up to the top. You received your diagnosis. Can you tell me that again? Because I have 1/5/23. That's when you got your initial diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Is that correct?
January 23.
Okay. Now. All right. Good. Thank you. You're helping me. I appreciate
it. Sorry about that.
No. Okay. So. In January of 23, when you got your not diagnosis, is that about when you might have learned that it or suspected it might have had to do with your cancer?
Yeah, I had to go get checked out.
Okay. Okay. So you saw it on the internet on the ad.
And TV. It was on TV, yeah. Too, a little bit.
Okay, and so that was around your diagnosis date. That's when you figured out it may have something to do with
it. Yeah.
That. Okay. All right. And how tall are you?
6'1".
And how much do you weigh?
229.
And what's your best email, Eric?
PangoEric402@gmail.com.
You're breaking up just a little bit, so say that slower for me.
PangoEric402@gmail.com.
I got it now. I have Pangle Eric. Did you say 42?
Okay. 402.
402.
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Thank you, brother, for your patience with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually older than you.
This is actually kind of helping me.
I truly am going to help you with this. Okay. And is this a mobile phone? 740-509-0882?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. And do you prefer to be called, phoned, or email?
Either or. Email, that way I know I get it.
Do you have a particular time of the day you prefer to be contacted?
It don't matter.
Okay. And we did kind of already talked about this, but in your best guess, how many times per month or per year would you say you used Roundup?
At least 4 or 5 every month.
Okay. And did you do that seasonally or all year round?
It was seasonally, about 7 months, 8 months out of the year.
Okay. And did you use Roundup for a full year before you got your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. When do you think you started using Roundup? And this is just approximate.
I'd say around April.
Of what?
12, 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. 2012. And you stopped using it when you got your diagnosis? Is that about right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in December.
Oh, so a little bit before that then. Good.
December of 22, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's smart. Some people. I had a lady that earlier that told me she kept using it even after she got sick.
Man, I can smell that stuff miles away.
I know it. It's nasty.
Taste it. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We're getting there. And you stopped using Roundup out of concern for your health?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And you already told me. And how big of an area would you say you used it at your residence over there?
It's probably over an acre.
Oh, one acre. And did you primarily use it for fence lines, yard lines, curbs, gutters, sidewalks, that type of stuff?
Yeah, fence lines, tree lines.
Tree lines. You got me. Tree lines. Sidewalks.
Yeah.
Curbs. Driveways.
Them stink bugs are bad down there.
I do know that. And what state were you in? I'm sorry.
North Carolina.
That's what you said. I couldn't remember if it was north or south. Where's Charlotte?
It's about 20 miles from Statesville.
Oh, okay. That's where I've been. Now, beautiful town, by the way. Your exposure, you used it as a resident. You didn't have a job spraying it. Is that correct?
No.
And you were exposed directly through working through yard work?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And so you were exposed directly, and did you personally use Roundup?
Yeah.
And you were exposed directly, yes, correct?
Yeah.
And then I know this question is a little bit different, but how often were you present during the application of Roundup? And the answer that we could put is always, or were you ever there when someone else was using it?
No.
Okay, always. Yeah. Now, we talked about this. You think you started spraying, so you think you had 4 or 5 exposures each month seasonally for 7 months, so about 30 exposures or so per year. And then you times that by about 10 years. Now, I need you to tell me, but in my math, from what you've told me, we come up with about 350 to 400 exposures of Roundup in your lifetime. Now, you tell me what you think. Easily.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
All right. So if I go with 400 exposures in your lifetime, are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you live near a well, a water well?
Yeah, we have well water, yeah.
You do get well water?
Yeah, down there, yes, we did.
Okay. Did your water get tested?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. Do you still have those results or no?
I'd have to dig them out.
Okay, so maybe.
I've actually been at my brother's, actually.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides that you're aware of? Agent Orange, benzene, anything?
No, nothing like that. I wasn't in the military.
Okay, how about herbicides like farming and stuff? Anything that you know of?
There was a bunch of farms around there, too.
Okay. But we're talking about herbicides, so you didn't use those on your property, correct?
No, but the property line was right down the cornfields, soybean fields.
Yeah, I got those, too. Did you use the concentrate or the premix?
Concentrate.
Okay. And where did you usually buy your Roundup? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Walmart,
yes. Do you happen to have any receipts in your possession or that you could get a hold of?
The other, North Carolina.
Okay, so you do have.
Yeah.
They're at your brother's, right?
Yeah. He got 343 units.
Okay. All right. I'll make that note. If they need you to get them, they'll tell you. So, yeah, you do have receipts. Okay. Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Thank God.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Have you ever smoked?
Yeah, I quit about 7 or 8 years ago.
How many years would you say you smoked?
Probably maybe 20, maybe.
Okay. That's all right. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Did you ever lose time from work because of surgery or treatment related to the NHL?
Yeah, actually. I was in the hospital there one time, like 5 days.
How long? 5 days?
Five days.
Was that when you first got diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. Hospitalized for 5 days. Okay. Were you ever in the military?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
Yes.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah.
You got hurt?
It.
You got hurt on the job?
Yeah.
What happened? What happened? Did you break your leg, hurt your back?
Yeah, crushed my right leg. I mean, my left leg, and crushed my right hip.
Okay. Did you ever file for bankruptcy?
Yeah, that was when I was married to Lisa. That was a long time ago.
Did it get discharged?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see. Do you remember what court it was in? Was it in North Carolina?
Yeah, it was in North Carolina.
Okay, North Carolina federal court.
It was yeah, there's state school.
Yeah, isn't bankruptcy filed in federal court though, or is it state?
Yeah, North Carolina.
I'll just put North Carolina state. All right. And do you remember the approximate year that it was discharged?
Oh, man. Ooh,
your best guess.
I'm going to have to say around 93, maybe. No. 91, I believe. Something like it.
Okay. And do you still have that paperwork in storage?
My ex-wife, probably.
Okay. I don't think they're going to ask for it. All right. Here's the thing. I'm not an attorney, and we're going to put all this information. But I don't mm-hmm. I don't know if it's actually because of the age of it. I think you could stop saying it after 20 years or something. But I don't know. So we're going to provide the firm with this information.
Okay.
But I really don't know, but you could ask them that. But we are, again, we're going to give it to them. Have you ever been convicted of any major or anything other than a minor traffic offense, any felonies or anything like that?
Not really.
Okay. And who's your diagnosing physician?
Maybe was it Jen Lee or something like that.
Jen Lee?
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. And what hospital, where was that at?
That was Iredell Memorial Hospital.
Arendelle?
Iredell.
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 I'll find it. There it is. Ha 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 ha. And he is there. Statesville, North Carolina. He's your oncologist, huh? She.
Yeah.
She. Now, do you see her at her location, or do you see her at the hospital, or both? Have you been?
She had that at the hospital. Too.
Have you ever followed up with her at her office as well?
Yeah, they tried to send me to some guy I couldn't even understand.
Okay. But she was the diagnosing physician, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, hold on. I found her. I'm going to do some copying and pasting here is all. But everything's there that I need, so bear with me. Is her phone number there, everything. And she is an oncologist as well. And hang on. Did you ever go see her? Well, that is the hospital. I was going to say 365 Brookdale Drive.
It was 557 Brookdale Drive.
Okay. This is her office. It's Brookdale. So let me copy that. We're going to move that down to her office. And you say you did go there once, or you saw her at the hospital?
Both.
Both. That's what I thought you said. Thank you. So let me move that down. And what did you say the street name was for where you got the diagnosis at the hospital?
Brookdale Drive.
Yeah. What's the number, though? The number?
I'm 5'7".
Thank you. Gotcha. It asked it like three times, so just let me copy and paste it. We'll be good. Okay. 5'7", ducktail tie. And, okay, so your diagnosis date, that's the same day that you saw Dr.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that would have been, I'm going back, hold on. Just make sure we put them all correctly, because she's diagnosed you, so that would have been the day you saw her.
January 23.
Yep. Okay. And that was at the hospital, 2023. Okay. Mm-hmm. What data we put that you actually got the diagnosis on that? Let me scroll back up.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that would have been the day then. I'm going to double check that, though. I don't want your thing to be messed up. So hold on.
Yeah. I remember a lot of stuff.
You're doing really well. Well, you should see some of this.
Yeah. Then they found an aneurysm when they was doing in my lungs.
Oh, no. So we had I'm going to confirm this again. We have your diagnosis date as January 5th of 2023.
Yes.
Okay. So then I go all the way back down. That would have also been the same day that you saw Dr. Lee. You were treated that day. Now, yeah. After that, let me see. After you saw Dr. Lee, that's the diagnosing physician.
Yes.
Did you have to go back for additional treatments or anything? That's where you went to her location, right?
Yeah.
And that would have been the 365. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. It's making sense.
Mm-hmm.
Got a phone number even for them? Come on, I do. Okay, now, so you got treated by Dr. Jin Lee, and let me see there. Hold on, I think this will get me what I want. Okay. Now, when you went to the hospital to see her, was that at, what was the hospital of Iredale Health?
It was Iredale Memorial Hospital.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay. Found it. Perfect. How's this impacted your life? This lymphoma has caused you stress, anxiety.
Oh yeah, you don't even have a. Sometimes I'm afraid to go to sleep.
Okay. I do know. I share with you, brother. Sleep disorder. Okay. Do you have medical records? And you don't have to have them in your hand right now, but do you have them, like, in storage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then, so you got treated at Iredale at the hospital, then you left and you had to go back. Can you just give me any one of the dates that you actually went and saw Dr. Lee there at the other facility, the one on 365 Brooksdale? That's her office.
No.
Sometime after the 23rd, January 5th. So did you have to go back like a month later? Do you remember?
Yes. It's actually the end of that month.
Okay. So we'll put 25 of January then. Okay. Now, Did you get chemo?
Yes.
Did you get any? Did they do radiation too?
No, just 7 cycles of it.
Ah, poor guy. What is your current address?
16762 Alta Vista Avenue, Caldwell, Ohio. 43724.
Hogwell?
Caldwell.
Oh, Caldwell. Caldwell. I've never heard of a town. I got you. Caldwell, Ohio. That is funny.
Small town, buddy.
It's in Noble County. Is there any apartment number or anything to that?
That's the house.
Okay, perfect. Now, we do ask for an emergency contact. Just need a first name and a phone number, and if they're friend or family.
Okay. Be my brother, Mike.
Mike? And what's Mike's phone number?
740-509-1057.
1057. He's your brother. Okay. All right. Hold on.
I hate being this dude. He's got 19 grandkids. Wow.
Okay, that was the last question. So let me just look it over. I'm going to go back to the top real quick, and I'm sorry, but I just want to be thorough and make sure we didn't make any mistakes. So back up to the top. Yes, you do want to meet the criteria. Yes, I told you we're on a recording line. No, you don't have an attorney. Yes, you're willing to affirm you have an attorney. You do have NHL with B lymphatic lymphoma as your subset. No, you don't have any more than that. You're filing for yourself. You were diagnosed between 2005 and present. In fact, you were diagnosed on 1/5 of 23. You use Roundup residentially at your house, and that was at 764 Triplett Road in Cleveland, North Carolina. Of course, you're going to share my number with any friends and neighbors. You use Roundup approximately 10 years. Yes, you used it for more than 10 days. Sister died of breast cancer. You're Eric Pangle. No suffix. You're male. You're divorced. Social ends in 8349. Date of birth 9/22/1969. You saw it advertised on the phone on the internet. That's like could have been anything.
Yeah.
You're 6 foot one. You weigh about 242. Is that right?
228.
I thought that was high. I don't know why I did that. I must have pressed something else. Okay. And I have PANGLEERIC402@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay. Perfect.
That's with an angle.
I got you. Yeah, I like that. Approximately 5 times a month. Yes, you used it for a full year. Started spraying Roundup approximately April of 2012. You stopped spraying Roundup about December 15th of 22, right before your diagnosis because of your concern for your health. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
You applied it seasonally. Hey, I forgot to ask you, how did you use it? Did you use a hand sprayer? Did you buy the premix? How did you do that?
Spray bottles.
Yeah, same way I did it. All right. I would have messed that one up. Did you ever wear any protective gear?
I don't know, really.
Nobody. Everybody hesitates, just like you just did, and then they say no, because they know they should have. Okay?
Right.
And now, I know, hindsight, right?
No, hamburger's not good for you.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Never in the military. No other lawsuits. Yes, you did file a workman's comp claim. You got hurt on the job, crushed your left leg and your hip. Bankruptcy back in 93, you said?
Yeah, something like that.
It's something like it's been discharged. The paperwork is in your wife's hands. Nothing other than a minor traffic offense. Jin Lee, Iredell Health System. Jin Lee's also the oncologist. You live at 16762 Alta Vista Drive in Caldwell, Ohio. Mike's your brother? Okay, hold on.
Michael was.
Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before in your life?
No.
Yeah.
Well, bankruptcy.
Yeah, see, there you go. Now, what kind of phone are you on? Or do you have two ways to do this? Do you have a computer in front of you? But this is probably easier if you just do it on your phone.
No, I'm on the phone.
Okay. So, do you know? You might want to put me on speakerphone. Let me just, I'm looking at the document
Yeah,
now.
I already have you on speakerphone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hang, bear tight. Now, I just sent you a text message.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Let's see here.
Says Randy Reese,
Not
Randall
too
Reese.
over. Is it? Oh, it's in my email. My bad.
I sent it to both, actually.
Okay.
But you could do it from the email. If you can get to it from the email, that's fine.
It is.
Okay.
Randall Reese, via
Randall,
Bucket.
yes. Okay. Go ahead and click on that link that you see. And
Yeah.
the first thing it's going to ask you to do is to agree to receive information electronically from me.
Hit
Hit the, yeah,
the review button.
there's a little.
Review. It says review document.
Yeah, well, does you see something in the yellow? Do you see anything?
Yeah.
Every, touch it.
Yeah, I do.
Now, what do you see on your
It's
screen?
please review after these documents.
Does it say start?
Agree. It says I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Check that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then,
Continue.
okay, there you go.
Okay, here we go.
And what do you see now? Everything you're going to want to touch is going to be in the
Big.
yellow.
Okay, big document.
Yes.
Okay. Start.
Start.
Yeah.
And then it should say, please make a signature, or does it ask for a signature?
Signature here.
Yep. Make it right on your phone with your finger.
Okay, it's a couple small, but.
That's okay. And then hit continue or adopt and sign.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now it's bigger. It
Yeah.
says draw the signature.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And
Okay.
then, but and it should say adopt and sign. If you did that, hit continue.
Yes.
Hit continue.
I did.
And then what do you see on your screen now?
That's next.
Hit net.
Another slide.
Touch it and hit next.
Okay.
And then next again, touch it.
Return.
Touch it and hit
Okay.
next.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's funny.
Yeah, just keep doing that. And then the last one, it'll say all done. And you don't need to download the app that it's going to try to get you to download.
Right. Put a signature everywhere it's yellow.
Yes, touch it.
It says
Now what's it doing?
next.
Hit next.
Okay. And down here at the last one says request signature. Oop, I missed one. There we go. Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah, I told you you'd be an expert after the first time. It's super easy, dude.
Okay, let's tag it now.
And
All
then hit
right.
complete.
Okay. Oh,
It'll do the same thing if you missed anything, or it might ask for an initial.
then. Okay, I got
Okay.
it. Security manager's agreement with just one more step. Save copy.
It's already in your email. You don't have to
Yeah.
do that because what they're trying to do is get you to download an app.
Right.
So,
Yeah.
yeah. So I already have the document back. And then,
Okay.
and we've already deposited an email of it in your email. So if you'd like to look at it later,
Yeah.
of course, let me refresh it here. Now, don't run away quite yet. You're almost done though.
Oh, I'm not. I ain't going anywhere.
Okay. 740. 509-0882.
Yes.
I am going to send you a couple of text messages right now. The first one is going to be me. And let me get it. This number that I'm sending you, it's Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups. This is my direct line, Eric. All right. So it's if I don't answer, I do have voicemail, and I also receive text messages as well to this. Yes. Now, hang on.
Roundup claims.
Yes, that's me. Now, hold on. I got another one to send you here before you run off. Just want to make sure I got the right firm here for you. Make sure this is. Let me open that link. I'm just double checking now, is all I'm really doing.
I hear you.
If you told me you weren't in a major hurry, I'd let you go. I mean, if you said you were, I'd let you go. But
that's what she said.
Yeah. But but again, I might as well be thorough while I got you on the line. All right, the next number I sent you, it's the law firm. I just abbreviated as A4D. They're Pulaski. What's going to happen from this point, sir, is they're going to reach out to you, typically within about 5 days or so. And basically, they're just going to have a quick verification call for you is all it is. It's not going to be a big deal. But if you talk to your brother Mike or something, you know, they may be asking for records or not. So you may want to give him the heads up on that because I know it's in a different state. But these guys, they might be able to get them from the hospital as well. So that's the thing.
Right.
So, but the good news is that you do have the records. And so if they do need them, you know, you'll be able to get them. If you are curious, you haven't asked, but if you are curious, they have actually started settling these cases. Now, I'm not allowed to talk dollar amounts or anything with you, but I would tell you this, that you can go onto Google and you can look and see what some of these settlements have been coming in at. So now it's just a matter of getting you in there. You've already you do have an attorney now. Okay, so if anybody should call and ask, you are represented by an attorney. And again, don't forget, if you have any additional questions, you can always reach out to me.
Right on.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it.
Hey, nice meeting you. Nice meeting you, man.
You
and let's you sound good. I'm sorry you had to deal with that, okay?
Right on. It sucks.
Right, it does, man. I know that. Hey. But, you know, we got a lot of life to look forward to still, right?
That right.
That's right, man. All right. You take care, my friend, okay?
You too, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.